And now the Sheni Lamalchus goes to find the Harshal Zov, the Miftzar Shel Margaliot. So he goes on his way, searching for it. Kama kama shanim. Achar kach ro adam gadol ma'od. She'enu geder noshi klal she'odam gadol kokach v'nasa ilan gadol. So a great man holding an ilan gadol. Shavishuv enu nimtzal ilan gadol kaze. You couldn't find an ilan like this in the yishuv. V'oto ha'i sha'aluto mi'ata. And the Sheni Lamalchus asks, who are you? From Alani Adam, the Tom Amar, she's a Kokar's mansion in the midbar, Bloiti Molam Bechan Adam, the Sipilo Kolamaisa, Shumavak is Herschel's of Miftar Margaliot. And the Sheni Lamalchus says, he gives him the whole story to this man, and he says, I'm looking for the Herschel's of Miftar Margaliot. Maybe you can help me. I'm not Bevadai in the Minim Taklal. No, there can't be such a thing. Docha also of Amrul Shesiwas Daito Bidvar Shtus. So we're going to meet three people along the way. The first person is this person, this Adam with the big Elan. And the second person we're going to meet is the person who's Memane ala Ophos, the head of the Ophos. And the third person is Keneged the Ruchos. And each one basically swears that you can't find a Harshal Zav Miftar Shel Margaliot. And according to the way we're understanding it, is that the idea of Avodas Hashem b'yirida u'b'nisyonos u'b'chashecha, the idea of Aliyah l'tzorech Aliyah, the Yerida l'tzorech Aliyah, to put it simply. Again, we find this in other places besides Rabbi Nachman, but Rabbi Nachman really brought this Torah to the front, that through a Yerida one can have a great Aliyah, and through the Nisyonos, and through the Astara, you could find Hashem. And that was the Harshal Zav Miftar Shel Margaliot. The failure of the Sheni Lamalchus two times to take the Shechina out, that is going to bring him to the Harshal Zav and the Miftar Shel Margaliot. So the first person, he's the classic Talmud Chacham, and he has the Shechina with him. The Ilan represents the Shechina. Ilan is the Gematria Tzadik Aleph, which is the connection of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it's the Gematria. So Tzel is also the Gematria. And the idea is that he's putting the Shechina together. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the higher level, and the Adnus Shem Adni, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is the lower name. And he's putting a Yichud together with the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has it, and he has Shas, and he has Poskim. But he's just saying that this is Shtus. Well, what are you doing? You know, you bring the Shechina together to learn Shas and Poskim. What are you starting with these Yeridas and Nisyonos? And what are you talking about even? It's the very Shtus that you're talking about. Hey, you know, we take it for granted in our age that there's such a concept, they were brought to the world, but you know, 30 years ago when people were teaching Breslov, it was a crazy thing. It was a really crazy thing. What are you talking about? Well, you're going to Uman for Shoshana? Are you crazy? You're talking about Yeridas? You're talking about, what are you talking about? Shas and Post can get enough with this. And that's an Adam Gadol. He was a true Adam Gadol, but he didn't know from that. V'udacha also. And he throws him off. Ki bevadei d'varshtu. But the Sheni Lamalchus said, no, Vada yesh. I know that there is. Amar lo, the Sheni Lamalchus said, Ledati hishtus. Achmach mashatam mitakesh, but because you're mitakesh. Again, here we have mitakesh, azus tikdusha. Hine ani memuna al kal chayos. I'm in charge of all the chayos. And the chayos go around all the midbar. I'm going to call all the chayos together. Let's call all of them. They know the whole world. If it really exists, they'll know it. The chorus kula mikatan v'agadol kol mine chayos v'shalos som v'kula mishiv v'shalaro. He asked all of them and they said, no, never saw it. Look, this is shtus. It's not in the world. This idea of Yerida L'tzorech Aliyah is not in the world. It's shtus. Give it up. But the Sheni Lamalchus says, I believe in the tzaddik. I had the pachela. I learned the different tzaddikim. I know what's involved. Even though you're such a great man, that you're such a great gadol, and you're such a great posek ador, but you don't know from this thing that Rabbi Nachman taught, I still think there's vaday. I know that there's a vaday thing. So Amar lo, So the Adam said to him, my brother's in the Midbar. He's in charge of all of the birds. They go very high and they see a very, very high perspective. Tell him I sent to you. So the second person in charge of the Ophos is, according to the Orach Mishor, the Perish on Sipur Maisios, is another kind of Jew. He's the Musar type of Jew. He learns Musar, the Shfiris Midos, and all of that stuff, which is very, very beautiful, important stuff. It definitely shaped a good part of Klal Yisrael today. Let's try, let's see if the Musar moment knows of it. Okay, another person, he has the Shechina. Again, the Ilan Gadol represents the putting the Shechina, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Adni together. He also had the Shechina. Let me call all the Ofot. Maybe all the Ofot. No. The Kor call the Ofot. They didn't know that Mahar Mivtzar. Amalo, hello, Ataru, Shabbadayin, Baolim, Intishmali. Shuvlach, listen to me. The Ofot, they saw everything. The Muslim movement, the perfection of Adam. If they don't know of the Shechina, if they don't know of the Yeridil Aliyah, they studied man, and they studied the Midos of man, and they studied of man coming to close to Hashem, and they never came around this concept of Yerida Letzorich Aliyah. They're not; it doesn't exist. For what? Again, the Sheni Malchus says, "I know. Atayadati. I experienced it. I know. I know it's there. I experienced these words. Don't tell me no." Another person, Shemumun ala kola ruchos. Another brother in charge of all the ruchos. They go around the whole world. And the ruchos represent the Kabbalah, the Mekubalim, the Kabbalists. They studied all the Nistar of the Torah. They've been through the Zohar. They've been to the Kisviyah of the Ari. They must know this idea. But no. And he was also holding the Ilah, meaning that the Kabbalah movement also had the Shechina with them. The same thing happened. He says, you know what? I'm going to call all the Ruchos together and I'm going to ask them if they ever saw them. All the Ruchos came together and they said they don't know of this place. They told you shtus, this idea of the Harshal Zav, Mitzar Shem Argolius, the idea of Baki Birtso and Baki Bishov, specifically Baki Bishov, it doesn't exist. The idea that a person can, is in the world of Tzimtzum, he can be Zocha to a great light for Hashem and to find his purpose in the world through the Hastara, that doesn't exist. The Shas and Poskim person said, I connected the Kuchi Bichu Shchinte, and I never found it there. And the Musar movement, they said, I never found it there. We found God in perfection of man. We found God in breaking Shvirus Midas Ros, but we didn't find this Yerida Letzorich Aliyah. And the Kabbalah says, we went to all of Kabbalah, to all the Kisvei. We don't know from this. He starts crying very much because he knows it exists. It's like a person who knows he lost something, but he knows it's still there. He knows he didn't give Yesh on it. He says, excuse me, everybody. I'm willing to go against everybody here because I know. I know that this exists in the world. All of a sudden, a new Ruach came that wasn't there before. The Mamuna got upset. Why are you coming late? What a chutzpah. I called the Ruach together and you're coming late. Now listen to this answer. He asked him, why'd you come late? I told all the Ruchos to come together. Why didn't you come with all the other Ruchos? I came late because I was in the middle of bringing the Bas Malka to the Harshal Zav. It's interesting again that it goes away from the Bat Melech and it goes into the Bas Malka. Question is, in Yiddish, does it change? That I came late. This is Rabbi Nachman's light. Rabbi Nachman, you're right. The Adam Gold and the Shasim Poskim, he doesn't know from that. And the Muslim movement won't know from that. Again, they're holding the Shekhinah. They're amazing. They're unbelievable. They're an Adam Gadol. They're Mamuna ala Ofos. They're Mamuna ala Ruchos, Kabbalists, Arizal. Unbelievable minds, unbelievable Kedoshim. But they didn't get the secret of Rabbi Nachman says, I'm a Chiddush. I'm a Chiddush. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Nachman is this idea of the Harshal Zov, Mifzar Shemargolios. And in Dafka came the Ruach who came late. Who came Shelo Keseder, as Rabbi Nachman talks so many times, that sometimes Shelo Keseder is Keseder, and we think it's Shelo Keseder, and we get angry at the situation. Just like the Balaruchos got angry, why'd you come late? What are you disobeying me? You're not in motion? So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman wasn't looking for the straight person. He wasn't looking for the Baal Musar with the Shviras Hamidas Rose and the perfection of Adam. And he wasn't only looking for the Shas of Poskim. He was looking for the bent and crooked person because he knew within the bent and crooked person there's great secrets to fit in there without straightening out even. With being able to take the crookedness and saying, there's a place for you in this world. You have to know how to use it right. And there's a place for you in this world. Let's use that Yerida. Let's use the bend and crookedness for the world. I'm not here to straighten you. As I always say, Rabbi Nachman had one of those things, the levelers, I think they're called, with the bubbles in the middle. So if it's not straight, the bubble's not in the middle. So what do you have to do? You have to change the wood. You know, the platform that the bubble goes in the middle, because then it middles up. If Rabbi Nachman had one of those, he'd break open the inside, and he'd shove the bubble in the middle. He wouldn't wait to fix the wood underneath that it's level. Because it's not shaykh in anything else. It's shaykh within this thing. I'll put the bubble in this thing. You're crooked? Stay that way. But find the greatness in your crooked. Why did Hashem make you that way? Where can you fit in? What fits into this crookedness and this iyashrus? Instead of a person sitting there breaking his midos, again, there's room for that. And that the Shekhinah is there. And it's an Adam Gadol also. It's Mamuna la'ofos. And Kabbalah, the meditation. There's a place there. And he's holding the Shekhinah too. But the Chiddush of Rabbi Nachman is that the crookedness and the e-seder, the one who comes late, as Rabbi Nachman says, Nuli es lipchem, v'olichecha b'derech chadasha, I'll bring you on a new derech. But this derech you should know, it's a very old derech. It's the way of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. It's the Avos HaKadoshim. He jumps all the way. He jumps Moshe Rabbeinu to the Avos HaKadoshim. Meaning Rabbi Nachman says, I'm a Chiddush. And you're right. It doesn't fit into the Muslim movement. And it doesn't fit into the Moshe Rabbeinu movement. And it doesn't fit into the Rambam movement. And they were great people and they had the Shekhinah. And it doesn't fit into the Arizal. And I'll tell you another Chiddush. I don't think Rabbi Nachman fit into the Baal Shem Tov. Totally awesome. He was like this mixture of the Arizal and the Arizal and the Baal Shem. Not time to get into that, but he's a Chiddush that we didn't see. We didn't know of the world, and nobody knew it until the late Ruach comes. The late Ruach, the Ruach that was Shelo Keseder, and that's what Rabbi Nachman is. He's here. The world is so much Shelo Keseder now. It's so much Shelo Keseder, and this is why everybody's holding on to Rabbi Nachman so strong. Because Rabbi Nachman understood that we're within all the Shelo Keseder, within all the Yeridos, with all the Nisyonos, with all the Choshech, Sham, Shivakshenu Sham, that you've been Tzenu Sham, like the Basmel says, there you're going to find me. Not in perfection, and not in the Adam HaGadol, and not in the godless of Adam, no, within the crookedness of man, within the Iyashas, in the Isir, that's where you're going to find me, in the Ruach that comes late, and the Balaruchas get so angry at him, but he doesn't realize that he's bringing the Shekhinah together in the way of Chiddush, in the way of Rabbi Nachman. So we found the Harshal Zav and the Mifzar Shemargolios, and we're going to get to that place, and talk about that place, Bezrat Hashem.